2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 84 degrees, KSL's top story.
Mandatory mask requirement.
Will more people in Utah County wear masks now that they're mandated? Some residents say they're not sure this mandate will convince the holdouts. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
A Utah County Health Department spokesperson says they can't enforce the mandate by law, so officials are going to use a similar tactic that Salt Lake County is using. Give positive messages to encourage mask use and have business owners pledge to enforce a mask mandate in their stores. But some Utah County residents say they're not sure a mandate will really change anyone's behavior. Some say they've seen people wear them only when they think they're being watched.
Yep. Other county residents say people who aren't wearing masks are making a point of not wearing them. To get out of the orange risk phase, Provo Mayor Michelle Cafuzzi says the city has thrown a bunch of money behind a campaign to reach students.
As much as we love them, they apparently don't care about a mandate. And we've actually brought the student community in, and they are helping us with their ideas and their social media concepts so that hopefully it'll be, you know, a cool campaign that there will be some buy-in.
Mayor Cafuzzi says they'll be clamping down on parties by going after the organizers and those who rent them the party space. KSL News Time 3:31. At least 8 schools in 3 different districts are making changes because of COVID-19. Todd Fuchs has more.
Jeff, 3 high schools in the Alpine School District are moving to a hybrid schedule. That would be Lone Peak, Orem, and American Fork High Schools learning on alternating day schedules going forward. The Canyon School District is pivoting Alta and Brighton to strictly online learning for the next couple weeks. Same thing goes for Olympus and Granger Highs in the Granite District. All of those schools have more than 15 confirmed cases there.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
7 wildfires currently burning in Utah today, and 6 of them in northern Utah. We begin with an update on the Neff's fire with KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
The Neff's Canyon fire continues to eat up timber and oak brush in the Mount Olympus Wilderness area and has moved to the east-facing part of the mountain, making it visible from the Salt Lake Valley. Firefighters are battling some rugged uphill terrain and trees that are unstable from the recent windstorm. Meantime, the Neff's Canyon Trail is closed, as are many trails in Mill Creek and Big Cottonwood Canyons.
Firefighters don't know the specific cause, but they do know 1,015 fires in Utah were caused by people this year. There have been 1,321 total wildfires in Utah so far. State fire officials say they're still looking into a lot of these human-caused fires. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with that.
3 teenagers were charged on Tuesday for allegedly igniting the Turkey Farm Road fire, which started back on July 13th. Jason Curry with Fire, Forestry, and State Land says there's already been over 1,000 human-caused wildfires in the state this year, which is an all-time record.
More than 1,300 total wildfires. 75% of them have been human-caused.
He adds that not all human-caused fires have a criminal element that would result in charges. For example, a vehicle fire that ignites a larger wildfire most likely would not draw charges. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
There's anger in Louisville, Kentucky, after supporters of Breonna Taylor's family heard the grand jury's announcement. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, there were no murder charges brought against officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. The announcement brought out people like Jordan Thomas.
If they aren't indicted on murder charges, then there is no justice. Knowing that, you know, now it'll be even harder for my family to get justice in the future.
The only charge, fired officer Brett Hankinson will face 3 counts of wanton endangerment for fire into neighboring homes during that March raid. Just minutes ago, police declaring chemical agents may be used if protesters don't disperse peacefully during tonight's curfew. The city is now under a state of emergency. The head of the FDA is assuring Senate lawmakers only science, not politics, will determine whether a COVID vaccine is safe and effective. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, noting some patients who have completely recovered are experiencing heart inflammation.
These are the kind of things that tell us we must be humble and that we do not completely understand the nature of this illness.
CDC Director Robert Redfield telling senators that studies find most Americans haven't caught the virus.
The preliminary results on the first round show that a majority of our nation, more than 90% of the population, remains susceptible.
The experts testifying they will put the interests of the American people before anything else. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
One state is using ranked choice voting in the presidential election for the first time ever. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayrtz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Maine will use ranked choice voting in the presidential election after a ruling yesterday by their state Supreme Court. The court ruled a GOP-led petition failed to get enough signatures to stop it. There are five candidates on the ballot in Maine. Voters rank all of them. If no one wins a majority of first place votes, last place is eliminated and the votes reallocated. The ruling comes after the state had already started printing ballots with the ranked choice styling. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayrtz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:35.
And Ricky Meese is here with a quick check on traffic. What's going on?
Well, we are now at emergency traffic on both north and southbound I-15 between Weber and Davis counties. We had a crash that occurred on the northbound side at 2300 North Sunset. I am just now seeing them let a few cars go through, but a lot of emergency crews still rushing to the scene. So if you're northbound on I-15, the delays are going to go back, I'm going to say, about Antelope Drive, at least in the Layton area. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
So emergency traffic in both directions,
yep,
though?
Yep, it's pretty rough up there now.
Yeah, it's one of those. Wow. Coming up, you might be surprised to learn that this fight over mask wearing is nothing new. I'll explain in just a moment. My Minute of News is coming up.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.